T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, final segment. Man, flying along here. John Dickinson, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Butcher Boy Joe Shasky. Shasky and I in for Bonte and Steiny on a Friday having fun. My goodness, I know we got some phone calls coming up, but how good was Angelo Cataldi?
Wow. It was real. That's what made it good, fellas. It was real. It was his recollection of his dealings with Philadelphia. And that exchange they had was great.
I mean, wow. Savage. But to your point, yeah, JD, savage. There's a level of equity that you have to have built up to be able to talk with someone who, whether they're a rookie manager, second year manager, whatever, like he obviously has the credibility stacked up there. But also just the way he laid everything out. And that was my big issue. Again, the mound visit is like secondary to leaving Rodgers in the game, like leaving Rodgers in the game and then saying he was proud afterwards. And Guru, you've pointed this out. It was almost like I'm going to get on the defensive and I'll be the attacker. And I will take all of your questions away from you and I'll pull the carpet out from underneath you so that you can't attack me. It was like Eminem in that 8 Mile
Jedi
thing,
mind
where, you know,
trick. Yeah, Jedi mind trick.
Jedi mind trick is the exact way you'd put it. Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, look, again, beat the Rangers, you know, beat the Rangers who aren't that great, and then go up and beat Colorado who's pretty nice, and things can change.
Here's the thing for me, Goo. It's the fact that, look, you got to be, you know, when you go back to the conversation that can be had between a guy like Angelo and a guy like Gabe Kapler, here's the reality, okay? Angelo Cataldi is a bigger deal in Philadelphia than Gabe Kapler. And it's very rare that any personality or media member in a city is a bigger deal than a freaking manager or coach of a professional sports franchise. So Angelo can come after a guy like Gabe Kapler because Kapler, in a lot of ways, needs Angelo's backing more then Angelo needs Gabe Kapler's backing. It's just a different dynamic, specifically with a guy who's a legend in the business and in the media industry. That's different. Typically, if you're doing a radio show or you're a media member, you need the manager or the coach of your team. You need him to give you information or to have a rapport with you. You can't always be 100% real. In a situation like that one specifically, who the bleep is Gabe Kapler compared to Angelo Cataldi? That's why Cataldi can let her rip the way that he did.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Shasky, and the Giant fans, both the fellas, if you want to ignore the 324 games in Philadelphia and you say, you know what, I want to judge this manager in a Giant uniform, I'm ignoring that, that's your prerogative. But if you heard Angelo and the passion in his voice, there's something there, Butch. And I'm not saying he can go Dr. Martin Luther King and overcome those issues or shortcomings that he has as a manager, but I'm hitting the panic button just on the simple fact that it may not come when they play Texas. They may sweep Texas, but he may break your heart at the most inopportune time. We don't know when that will be. Hopefully it'll be in the playoffs. Hopefully it doesn't come, but I don't have faith that he can make the right decision, and Angelo just backed that up, man.
Yeah, I think a lot of better players would help him as well. Like, there's no doubt that the situation
stinks. He had him in Philly.
Stinks.
He had better players in Philly. Bryce Harper.
Yeah, but even that team was flawed. Like, that wasn't like the 27 Yankees. Like, that's what people are making it out. Like, oh, he had the 27 Yankees and he couldn't get it done.
My team sucks.
Look at the NL East. Look who came out of that division last year. The Braves and the Nationals. The Nationals won it all. Of course they were disappointing. I agree with that. But at the same time, you do have to have the hogs out there. You're a much better coach when you got great players, right? So here's the other thing. He can get better. No one is saying that this is who he is forever. He can get better. It's up to him.
It's up to him.
888-957-9570. Rich in Fremont. You're on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Rich.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Guru, what's up, man? I think Cataldi obviously, you know, has Kapler's number. You know, like you said, 324 games. You know, he's watched him, you know, make mistake after mistake. But I also think that Kapler does have a window of opportunity here, okay? I think that if he, you know, really looks at, you know, what he's done, you know, in the past and measured against what he has, I think that he can make something positive out of this. Now, we got to be realistic. I think, you know, Shasky, I think you're right. I think I made a mistake. It might have been JD that said this, but I think that the idea of him being gone after just 60 games, I don't think that's going to happen. I agree.
You
have to look at what he can do for 162 games, a full season. And if it looks the same, then you say to yourself, okay, you know what, maybe this wasn't the best fit. Personally, myself, I always thought when they were looking for a manager, they should have went with Joe Girardi. I just think he had more experience. Now he had World Series experience. I think when you look at his pedigree versus Kapler, I think Girardi was definitely a better choice. However, Kapler is the guy right now, and I'm not ready to throw gasoline on this and turn into a dumpster fire just because he made it half, you know, in this game. And also the fact that he's only got, you know, so much talent out there. I think we need to let this season go by, look at next season, and then, you know, circle the wagons and see where we're at. And that's kind of my take on it. But thanks, amen.
Good call. Good call.
Shout out to you, brother.
Oh, you too. Have a good weekend, baby.
Appreciate it, Rich. Thanks a lot. Look. Gabe Kapler's not getting fired after 60 games.
No doubt.
Unless,
no.
Like I said, the only way that's going to happen is if there's some kind of scandal, like an off-the-field of something going on behind the scenes, which I don't foresee.
I got you.
Other than that, he's getting the full 162. Go ahead, Butch.
No, I was going to say, JD, the cynic in me believes that Farhan had the big picture in mind here. He might have really liked Kapler and thought that, you know, we'll roll the dice on him, who knows. But I also think he realizes when this team is really good again, I'm going to probably need another manager anyway. Not that he's a stopgap per se, but like it's the best they could do given the circumstances, and it's not the worst if he struggles a little. Like, I don't think they were looking for the best candidate. I think they were looking for the most agreeable with Farhan and what Farhan wants to do, given what was out there right now.
And you could make a case, Goo, it's a culture shift, right? From Bruce Bochy, let's bring somebody in from the outside, maybe make the guys that have been here a little bit uncomfortable, somebody that's going to get the message across as far as the new way of thinking. Almost in some ways, Goo, a transitional manager, a guy that's maybe not going to be around the next time the Giants are good, but he gets you in between that gap where Farhan knows he's going to have to deconstruct and try to rebuild, get you in between Bochy and whoever the next real guy is.
Guys, yeah, I got a little update. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off there. I thought you were pointing. Roster moves. San Francisco Giants. Right-hander Sam Coonrod placed on the 10-day IL with a right lat strain.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Left-handed pitcher Sam Selman recalled from the alternate training site. That just from the Giants' own Twitter page. So Coonrod is out. They bring the lefty who I've never heard of up.
I thought it was Joey Bart. I'm sorry. I thought it was Bart when you said it. JD, actually, you mentioned the word culture. Me, Bonte, and Shasky got it. We had a nice discussion yesterday. Do you believe you can, real quick, can you have a culture when you're not winning? I don't believe the Giants have. Okay, I agree with you there.
Well,
and
you
then
know what?
Also, go ahead.
No, I mean, my
what
initial
kind of culture
thought is
can you have if you're losing, though?
Although the 49ers do come to mind as an example of a franchise that I think did build it, even though they were losing.
Wow.
But again, would we say that they were building it if they hadn't gotten Jimmy Garoppolo in the middle of that first year?
Exactly.
I mean, that's a question. And they went on to win one game. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that the culture is beyond Gabe Kapler, I think, for the Giants. Like, he's going to be a part of it, but I think what Farhan's trying to do is he wants the guys that come up that didn't come up through this organization and win championships. He wants the guys that come up now to understand there's a completely different way that they're going to go about it. You're going to be flexible. You're going to be up and down. Mm-hmm. You're going to be changing positions. You're going to be used based on what the data and the numbers say. Like, I think he's fine with Crawford and Belt maybe not living in that world because they're not going to be around for a long time. But I think he wants everybody else new to have someone basically giving them the voice, the edict from what the organizational philosophy is. And I think that's why he pegged Kapler.
Well, think about the handful of young, in quotation mark, guys that they have on the team. Yastrzemski, even though he's 29, he's played center, left and right. Dubon, shortstop, second base, and center field. So what you're saying, JD, is absolutely correct. Wilmer Flores, the guy they brought in, played multiple positions, played some third, seen him at second, hope to see him at first base at times. So I think you're right. And the guys that have been quote-unquote mainstays, you know, Crawford, he's only played short. That's really what the only position he does play. Longoria's probably going to only play third. Belt's probably not going to play any outfield. He'll only play first. I agree with you, JD.
And
Goo?
Yeah, no. I was just going to say about Kapler and that transition, Shasky. I don't know how many years you guys are putting on this rebuild. I'll try to be positive, Pete, but I'm very afraid for Giant fans with what I see and what they're working with. And I love Yaz, and Solano's a great story right now, but we don't know if they're legit. How could you say anything short of 5 years? That's where I'm at. Like,
no, but it's,
to get these – I hear you, but and that's the worst-case scenario, but Kapler could be here for a long, long time.
Just show me some hope. Oh. That's it, Goo. Just show me some hope. Right. Give me a glimmer of hope. And what I mean by that is, like, you bring up Joey Bart, and I see a little something from him. Now I'm optimistic. Now I've got some hope. I've got something to hold over my appetite, you know, till the main course shows up. You know, the Ramoses and the Lucianos and Hunter Bishop at some point.
Like the A's had all those arms, A.J. Exactly. Puck and even Manaea before he came up. When you talk about the Giants, what's the arm that we could even get? Do they even have an arm, J.D. and Shasky, that you could say in a couple years this guy might turn out to be the next Matt Cain or Timmy Lincecum? It's like they haven't even got that down yet to give you a name to get excited of.
Well, they don't.
Well, go ahead.
Trying to bring up the lineup. They're trying to bring up the lineup, guys, but they do have Sean Jelly and Corey, the lefty. Like, they have a couple guys. They're just outside of, you know, where all these other lineup guys are, where Ramos is and Luciano. Like, they're just behind those guys. Jelly, from everything I've seen, he seems – I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. Helly, Jelly, it's spelled interesting. It sounds like he's the real deal. We will see. And to be fair, we've seen Logan Webb. He looks nice. I don't think he's a top-of-the-rotation guy, but he's nice. Like, that's what you need. You need a lot of those guys to come through.
I want to go back to the timeline, Goo, because if you're saying last year was year one, this year now is year two.
See, last year wasn't year one for me, JD. This is year one.
I kind of feel him.
Yeah, that's
you think
so,
this year is year one of the rebuild?
Yeah, it's
I mean,
half
I think
a year.
You can make a case this is year zero then, if you want to go that far.
I'm at on my meter, no doubt.
I mean, what, like, look, they're not going to be
I
good.
I need a drink.
They don't fit.
Well, Friday.
The young talent isn't even going to be here until 22.
Wow.
So
you're not going to fire Kapler up into then, right? Because he ain't working with who he'll really.
Well, I don't. Kapler won't be the manager in 22.
Wow.
Because to me, you'll have some talent coming up. You'll have some guys that you're thinking, hey, there's some talent here, and you'll have more of a real manager managing those guys. Now, will that team be expected to be good? Probably not. I mean, I think I look at it under, you know, if last year was year one, this is two, next year's three, you're not going to quite be there yet. You'll have some talent up in year four, which is 22. You'll probably have a new manager. Then year five becomes 23, and 23 to me is the year where it's like, all right, everybody better be up. It better be in line. You better have, you know, the proper free agents to supplement it all, and you go from there. So I think if you're looking at a five-year plan and you want to say last year was year one and 23 is year five, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think you got to be patient here. And the reason why I think rebuild isn't the right word. Like, they're completely redoing everything.
Give
it's
me
not
a
even
word.
A
okay. All right.
Like, I don't even know what the word is.
A makeover?
Like, you went. It's a complete teardown is what it is. It's a complete teardown and starting fresh. Like, you have to just eat these contracts. Like, if this was a different scenario where they didn't have some of these older guys on the contracts, I just think it would look a little different. They're stuck financially with some of these guys that have one more year left. Like, that's where we're at. We just have to bite the bullet here. And you just got to take one right to the chin and watch Brandon Belt struggle. And watch Crawford look good one day and bad for four. Like, that's unfortunately what you have. The guy I'm curious is, by the time all the reinforcements come up, all the young guys, will they have enough money and equity to be able to buy out someone like Longoria, who has 2 years after this at $38 million left?
Yeah, JD, and I know you said it's year one, or I said last year didn't count. I want to ask both of you, what do you constitute that happened last year to where you would say that was year one? Because you didn't trade Mad Bum. You almost made some noise and tried to get in the playoffs. But I don't see any strides. Maybe Yaz. Yeah, okay, Yaz. But
Yaz.
I guess Yaz is what went into you saying, you know what, Goo, that's year one for me last year.
I'll put it another way. Look, if the Giants aren't good by 23, Farhan's done. Like,
wow.
So,
okay.
Like this. I mean, but it's 2020 still. Like, that's not a crazy statement. Like, saying, hey, the general manager that you hired in 2018 has to have a good team by 2023 is not some crazy hot take.
No, no doubt.
That's price of admission. And as far as last year being year one, well, yeah, he didn't trade Bumgarner. He didn't trade Will Smith. But you know what? He got draft picks for those guys. Those draft picks are going to be up. Like, yeah, you found Yastrzemski. Maybe you found Dickerson, maybe, but it looks like Yastrzemski's ahead of him.
JD,
I'm open-minded.
All right.
JD, do you think that they'll accelerate this restock, re-tear, rebuild by pulling what San Diego did, which was, we're going to go out and make a splash overpay, even though we know it's probably not the greatest investment, but it's going to accelerate the process by going to get a Machado or doing something like that. But let's say it's Chapman, Arenado. Could you see them making some sort of a bigger splash? Not this year, but before all these prospects are coming up, so that it's not just a bunch of young guys. Like, they actually have a legitimate major leaguer who is a stud around there, because I haven't heard anybody floating that around, and God, I would love to see that. I mean,
yeah,
I really would.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I know. Most fans love the big names, Goo.
But Chapman, someone like that, I mean, these are guys that are disgruntled. That's why I'm saying that, you know?
You're talking about Matt Chapman?
Yeah, he wants $400 million. I mean, you heard him on the ESPN broadcast. Like, if I'm the Giants, that's like one of the first names I'm circling.
Yeah. No, disgruntled threw me off. I wouldn't consider him disgruntled. I meant he just wants to get paid. Like,
yeah, that's yeah, that. Well, you're right. I mean, look, you're right. I'm wrong with that word. Correct.
I apologize. You just threw me off.
My bad.
He didn't seem disgruntled.
I meant he wants to get paid.
Yeah,
we're best friends. You know,
there's A's fans that think he's going to sign an $80 million deal for the next 5 years or something. Like, that's not going to happen.
I hope that if they lose him. Oh.
He's gone. What do you mean if they lose him? Matt Chapman's not going to be on the A's in 2 years.
JD, don't say that. We don't know.
What do you mean we don't know? Matt Chapman's not going to be an A in 2022 or 23.
Hypotheticals.
Like, 23 is a lock.
I think they're going under the mattress and they're not letting him leave, because if he leaves, that would signify
the A's are going to pay Matt Chapman $200 million?
I don't know how much it's going to be, but they know what they have in him.
Well, he's not taking an $80 million deal. Like, Marcus Simeon's gone. Yeah. Matt Chapman is gone. Like,
oh, my goodness. Oh,
Marcus
wow.
Simeon is done this year. Like, there's no chance Marcus Simeon's coming back.
Kyle, are you in on this? Do you believe that? I mean, you're the resident A's fan. There's no way Billy Bean, Wolf, they'll let this happen.
How are they going to pay him, Goo?
They got to do something.
I would be flabbergasted if Marcus Simeon, Matt Chapman, and Matt Olson are all on the A's in 2022.
Wow, man.
Ramon Laureano too.
That is sad. That
there's
is,
no. There,
JD,
what's
Chesky,
the track record? What's the track record? There's not one.
I thought things had changed though. Dave Cavill going on Twitter saying it's a new era, it's a new time. We got a stadium.
Where's the money?
And now if Simeon's not an A, and then Chapman, oh my goodness,
the Giants should be taking
Simeon's
full
got
advantage
no shot.
Of this.
Like Marcus Simeon is. There's no chance Marcus Simeon's on the A's next year. None.
See, and this is where Steiny would say, I want you to give me the blueprint, Jay-Z. And I'll be like, Steiny, I don't have a blueprint.
Steiny does not say Jay-Z.
It's just a gut feeling. It's a gut feeling that they know they can't let Shasky, one of these stars, go. And when does it end? And I thought the cycle ended.
Well, that's why I'm Maybe saying that the Giants should pounce on Matt Chapman. I mean, I don't know what it would take to get him out of there. But
imagine?
That's the kind of a superstar you want to build around. I mean, the kid's ridiculous. He's an MVP candidate. Every year he's going to play.
I'll go back to the initial part,
wow,
Butch, and say I think the Giants will look at high-level free agents, but only if the young core is in place. Only if it's one – like, they're not going to sign a guy and say, okay, we have this guy, and then we're still searching for our young players. If they have their young players in place, if they have their Olsen and Chapman – you know, whoever it is, if it's Luciano and Ramos and Bishop and, you know, Bart, like if it looks in 2 years like, hey, those four guys are filling their lineup out, then I do think they would add a big gun somewhere. But if they don't have the young guys filled out, maybe not.
I just want to know about where this mattress money is that the A's have. Like, do you have mattress money, Guru? I'm curious on this one.
No, I don't. Yeah, right.
Stay I like that term.
Wallet money either, right?
Excuse me.
Oh, man.
Oh,
hey, my
man.
Last thing. Go ahead, Shasky.
I'm just pumped up for
time.
The Rangers. I'm pumped up for the Rangers. I mean, how many times do we get to see the Rangers at Oracle Park, baby? Let's do it.
But now
right,
there's two scoreboards, the Kapler scoreboard and the Giants scoreboard, JD.
For Guru and Shasky and Kyle and Spadoni, I'm John Dickinson. Damon Radonkolsky next.
Right? Love you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.